Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We rolling anyway, man. Shout out to Patrick Cloud, Kev on stage. We got a special guest, John A. Thompson, a.k.a. John A. the Queen on Instagram. She got the ODB earrings in. What up, though? How you doing?
How you doing? It's so good to see all of you.
What up, John A.?
What's up, man?
Of course, this is Meg calling me now. What's up, Meg? Okay. All right, cool. We'll wait. We'll wait for you before we get into it. We'll just be talking. All right. Meg is going to get in the car and start driving so she can do it because she said the whole area is just down right now. That's dedication.
Shout out her driving?
That's a lot.
She was at home trying to do it, but she said the whole area that she's in is just trash right now, so she's going to get in the car and drive to a better location to just do it from a phone.
Where's she going? Oh, I got it. I got it.
That happened to me before. It's all good.
Oh, my gosh.
What's going on, Tahir? You going to say stuff? Are you going to say stuff and things and topics?
Of course. Kev, I got some questions for you, too. My boy from Undefeated sent us one of these right here. And it's another shirt, too. So,
what does it say? Thou shalt not what?
No, the streets shall inherit the earth.
Oh, the streets.
Yeah. It's another one. It's more so about, like unity and stuff like that. It's about black people coming together. So, it's not really about, like, streets. It's the streets. It's more like, you know, the people shall inherit the earth. That's what it is.
I'm more repping Rugrats. You know what I'm saying?
Chucky. Is that Rugrats?
Yeah, Chucky Finster's shirt. You remember? The redhead?
What you got? I know Chucky. I just didn't know that was his shirt.
John A., I'm blunt because God rolled me that way.
You good, you good with that chair?
I'm on the couch. More like
she was pregnant.
You know what? Y'all not finna do this to me. I have been eating.
No, not like you look pregnant. Just pregnant women always got to get ready to get up. They like, all right.
You know, I was trying to make sure, you know, I was right. But no, this is from the Queen's collection shop.
Stephanie's daughter.
She laced me with this.
You say shoelaces?
Stephanie Tejada laced
me. Oh, okay.
And then the earrings, you know, these are the chip tube design. Shout out.
Who is that?
This is ODB, Old Dirty Bastard.
Oh.
I love Old Dirty Bastard.
So yeah.
There's so much personality.
What was the album with his license on it? The album was really good.
With his food stamps card? With his...
Yeah. ODB was a full-fledged rapper with the Wu-Tang Clan and still on food stamps.
That fit his whole persona, though.
There was nothing more on brand than that.
Yeah, it was...
Yo, did y'all see that Cribs episode when Redman... He was just in the apartment.
With the toilet. He had to go down the hall for the bathroom.
Oh, bruh.
Like
instead, they asked him to go into to rent a place and make it seem like it was his place. And he said he wouldn't because his mom would have been like, boy, you don't live there.
At least he kept it.
Oh, here it goes.
She's really in the car.
Oh, I cannot tell y'all. I am so sick of this terrible internet in my area.
This isn't better.
This is actually worse.
It's better. She's speaking. She's not propped up no more.
Meg, you sound like the people when they be quitting smoking. You sound like you got the thing in there.
No, she sound like when you visit the homie in jail and you like got the glass and you just like, how is it in there?
I'm driving to Starbucks, by the way.
You just gonna sit on the parking lot? Cause I know they not letting people sit inside yet, are they?
Right. Oh yeah. I've done it before. So yeah, I'm gonna be sitting in the parking lot at Starbucks.
You're in Atlanta, Meg. Y'all can go inside, can't you?
Not to sit inside the store. You can go to pick up your stuff.
Oh, I thought Atlanta restaurants were open.
Man, listen, when Keisha Bottoms, Mayor Keisha Bottoms called it, they was like, all right, guys, maybe we should pull it back.
Mayor has it?
The mayor had called. Yeah, she tested positive for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, I was so nervous flying through Atlanta because I had to fly through Atlanta to get to back to LA when I was coming from St. Louis. Boy, I was nervous all day. The whole time I was there,
good.
I was
thinking, you should have been. Yeah.
Shut up, you safe.
Megan, are you holding your phone and driving?
No.
Yes. All right, wave at us. Wave at us, Meg. Wave.
Wave with both hands. Do this, man.
Huh?
That's also not safe for her to take both hands off the wheel of poop if you're not holding your phone. I'm not holding my phone. Boom.
Connection. I can't hear you. Okay, now I'm good. Can y'all see? Okay, there we go.
Wow. That wasn't obvious.
That is so trash. But I love the dedication. How was y'all weekend?
Mine was still with pee and poo. My child pooped on the carpet, smeared it on the walls.
Smeared it on the walls?
Yeah, I don't really know why. He woke up out of his nap and he like ripped his pull-up off. I think he was, because we're potty training him, so he like understands like pee and poo in the potty. So, you know, in my head, he hasn't needed his potty in his room because it's like a little portable one. And so he woke up, next thing you know, my mother-in-law is like, there's poop everywhere in his room. I said, oh, Lord, this baby pooped. I guess he was thinking like, oh, I'm not supposed to poop in my pull-up, so let me pull it off. Oh, I don't have anywhere to poop.
He was sending a message. He was like, give me real snacks. What is this? Look at my shit. It's green. All the seaweed and kimchi.
I'm with him. I'm with Pat, Meg. Mav knew exactly what he was doing. He was like, you give me one more snack from Trader Joe's, and I will. I want really high fructose corn syrup.
It's so funny that y'all say that, though, because you know what his, like, you're supposed to, like, give your kids treats or whatever when they finally sit on the potty so that they're like, oh, yay, I get a treat. I'll do it more often. So you know what his treat is? Some people are like, just give him an M&M. Now, you know what Mama Meg has to give him?
Flintstone vitamins.
I give him vegan M&Ms that have quinoa in them and dark chocolate.
Just
quinoa? Why?
Vegan M&Ms?
Yeah, they're vegan M&Ms with dark chocolate and quinoa.
Why would quinoa be in them just because they're vegan?
No, because it adds like protein and some fiber to it.
That's why he's pooping like that.
Right.
That's why he's rebelling like this.
Or dang.
Mav know exactly.
Listen, when he get his first taste of real candy, he gonna throw a cinder block through the window. Be like, he snorted cocaine.
I thought you had to take candy with water and swallow it. It's good.
He's probably gonna be like, you've been giving me, and then like his juice, y'all, he'd be thinking he drinking juice. It's really like, I swear to you, it's probably like 3 drops of juice and the rest water, so like the water is like light pink.
You cutting like, the juice?
Yeah,
I'll put that. Juice is stepped on.
He's cutting the juice.
I cut the juice to the 10th power.
You probably should though. The juice,
right?
The juice be super sugary. And if your kid doesn't know any better, it's they don't know. They don't know what sugar tastes like. Right. He basically drinking this. He think he drinking real juice. He got he drinking LaCroix for children.
He'd be down in it. I'd be like, yeah.
When your son gets a middle school Meg and you give him a dollar and he gets a Sprite out of the vending machine.
Oh, he gonna die. this old throat cavity is just gonna explode. And his head's gonna fall off.
Let him, nose. Meg, give him McDonald's Sprite straight up one time and see what happens.
What? Oh my gosh, he'll never go to sleep.
She should put it in a syringe and just squirt it in his mouth.
He is never gonna go to sleep. Don't do that to me, y'all.
Oh my gosh, Meg. You are truly a mom. You've been waiting your whole life to treat somebody.
Bruh, to hear.
Our whole
waiting
life.
Waiting her whole life to control somebody. I can't wait. Meg, I'm going to tell you right now, when that boy falls in love, you're going to get your heart broke like you never have in your life.
Nah.
You are going to have, because he going to be at Tasha house eating chitlins and snorting Sunny Delight. My mom never had none of this.
That ain't what's gonna hurt her heart. It's gonna hurt her heart when she makes something for him to take to their house, like a pot of kimchi. He'd be like, I'm not taking this shit.
A pot?
First of all of y'all have eaten my food and y'all know my food is fire. So don't even blame me like that.
Megan, I agree. He's not getting that part of you though. He's getting quinoa M&M you. He ain't getting that salmon thing you used to make.
He does. He gets all of that too.
Oh, yeah, I don't believe it. Only like the healthy crap.
I be giving him that too.
Quinoa M&M is pretty. That's pretty extremist. So
that's torture, man. Just give him bark.
But it tastes good, and if you look. This is how people should be doing their kids, because if kids don't know the difference, they have a clean slate palate. You might as well start them off with the right stuff, right?
Yeah, no, you're right.
You might as well.
I be hating when she be making sense with it.
She's
too.
Absolutely right. Like listen, I admire her. I was like, here, take these fruit snacks. I was also buying the stuff that I wanted to eat. So I'm not gonna eat no vegan quinoa stuff. I wanted Gushers, so they got Gushers.
I'll tell you this right now. You better look for that secret snack stash, because it's coming.
Tricked.
He's gonna have a secret Nutella stash.
If he got cousins down there, trust and believe, when he go to his cousin's house, he's gonna come back a changed man. Completely changed.
The secret stash.
I know, they're gonna be in my house like, wait, why y'all got these are the chips on that? They sun chips? Y'all got kale chips?
I don't even know where to get quinoa M&Ms.
It's off
the
website.
Oh my God! You order your snacks off a website?
Snacks?
These vegan ones? Yes, John. Are you vegan? It's called Unreal Snacks, girl.
You ain't vegan no more, John.
Nope, I quit in the quarantine.
What happened?
Nigga, I just wanted to start eating oxtails, like.
I'm always curious what's the meat that people be like, bro, forget it.
Oh, no, this is awesome.
It was a lot, man. It was a lot that led up to it. It was, you know, but there was a point where I was feeling a little not just malnourished, but like I was specifically craving like iron, but from like red meat. Like I was like, I mean, I just feel like my body needs this, and like really, if shit really hits the fan, I can't be out here being picky. Like, what you gonna do when it's time to just eat the free food? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to go into shock.
So it was a preemptive, like, in case stuff goes wrong, let me just get back used to the meat.
It was, you know, Black Lives Matter. It was a bunch of stuff.
Black Lives Matter? What that had to do with the veganism?
You know, I was like, man, the vegan restaurants ain't posting enough for the movement, you know? Like, I had a lot, man. I live alone, so.
What was your first dish back?
Oxtails. And I had never even had oxtails. That was the thing. I was just like, I want that from this Jamaican spot. And I
oxtails are flame, though.
Yes.
So we're
back. Meg?
Oh. Yeah.
No, I'm still here. I'm just getting onto Starbucks Wi-Fi from a car.
Oh, okay.
I was vegan for 4 months, like a year after I had moved out here, and I did the with the Daniel fast with my church, and I just kept it going. And bro, when I tell you, I broke for a damn triple cheeseburger from McDonald's, and I have never felt so disrespectful in my life. I was
driving a good break.
I know, Pat. I was driving on the 110. I remember exactly the day it happened. I'm driving on the 110. I'm passing downtown, the Staples Center, all that's to my left. To my right is a billboard that says, the triple cheeseburger is back. And I was like, I'm finna fuck that up.
No.
You immediately pulled over to the first McDonald's you saw?
Bro, I pulled out my phone and Googled the closest McDonald's. I went there. It was the one downtown right by the train tracks.
Oh, God.
Dang, you went to a McDonald's downtown?
Bro, I had to buy somebody a meal to get in there. He wouldn't let me pass him unless I bought him something.
Hilarious.
I bought
him some
cheeseburgers. I went, and I probably ate them for like the next 3 days. I was wilding out, bro.
You eat it under a bridge?
Like a hobbit, Pat. I was.
All you saw was Tahir's eyes. That's not even a good break. You got to break big, like for a steak or something.
Nah, bro. I was Smeagol. Right. I was Smeagol with that triple cheeseburger.
Yeah, I was vegan for 4 days.
Oh.
I started on Monday, and I had a show on Friday in Phoenix. And after the show, this church mother was like, oh, baby, you were so funny. We got fried chicken and fried fish. And I said, do you have any vegan options? She was like, we have fried chicken and fried fish. I was like, I take the fish. But I tell you, that catfish was the most amazing catfish. I had never tasted catfish that good in my life. It was right fresh out the grease. I was like, I'm sorry, veganism. Although that moment was the time where I stopped making fun of vegans. I was like, I respect y'all too much. It was way harder than I thought. And they have way more discipline than I have.
It was not harder. The only thing that it took for you to break was we have chicken and we have fish.
No, I'm talking about the 4 days when I was still on, when I was a part of the movement.
I had one vegan dish and I was like, all right, I'm going to try this vegan thing. And I was vegan until literally the next time I was hungry. I couldn't do it.
You just had a meal without meat in it one time.
And then a vegan mind state for like four or 5 hours.
Yeah, he had plain fried rice with just vegetables.
Were you seeing the world different when you had the vegan mind state?
Kinda. I started preaching to other people. How bad meat is.
Oh,
that's funny, man, bro.
I was vegan, right? I was pescavegan. I never went fully vegan, but I did the whole pescavegan thing. So I like no dairy, no eggs, but I did do fish. And then I was doing that for like a year.
You just made that up.
No, pescavegan is a thing. Look it up. It's a whole. I thought I did make it up, and then I thought it was pescatarian. Online, I was like, oh.
I think there's both.
No, pescatarian is different because pescatarian means you can still eat eggs and dairy. But I was doing.
But both are totally okay with fish murder.
Yeah,
fish murder is fine.
So pesca vegan, you eat fish, but not you're vegan except for the fish.
Fuck fish, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And pescatarian means
I love me some fish and some king crab legs way too much to ever like give those up. So I was like, okay, well, I'll at least do everything else. Like all the other food I eat is just gonna be vegan. So I did that, and then like, and honestly, there were some days I didn't eat fish at all. So it's not like I ate every day, but maybe I would have fish like 2 times a week, and the rest of it was vegan. And so I did it for a year and a half. And what broke me out of it was I was going to Cabo for my 30th birthday, and I was like, I don't know what kind of vegan options they got there. I'm not going to be doing this vegan thing anymore. And I went there and I had surf and turf. I had all type of food. Okay. And I came back and I was like, done with that.
That is.
Wow.
Well, listen, I think that's a great place for us to jump right into the first topic. And we're going to do that right after this.
But here's the thing. Did you guys know that men's diets are falling behind? Seriously. Up to 70% of men don't get enough vitamin E, and up to 97% don't get enough vitamin D. What are y'all taking these protein shakes for then? It may have to do with the fact that a lot of guys overvalue exercise and undervalue nutrition. They think just because I look good, I'm healthy. And that's not the case. That's just not the case, guys. So Ritual is introducing Essentials for Men, the obsessively researched multivitamin that's formulated to help fill in nutritional gaps in men's diets. I've been taking the Ritual Essential for Men's multivitamin for a little under a week now. And unlike most multivitamins, it doesn't have that oil, fish oil burp associated with it. That's the thing. I can't do that. I can't be in the middle of a conversation. We talk, yeah, and get that right there. Like I just had a plate full of fish. That's one of the main reasons I don't mess with multivitamins. But you don't have to worry about these. This actually has a mint flavor. All the pills have a flavor. You're never going to get that fishy burp, and that's what I love. And that's aside from the obvious. Essentials for Men promotes heart health. It also promotes normal muscle function as well as immune function. Guys, this is a tiny step that has a big impact. Another great thing about Ritual is that all the nutrients are on display. Everything is right here, okay? These are vegan-friendly, non-GMO, sugar-free, gluten-free, and all major allergen-free. These are multivitamins, and everything is traceable because where it's from is just as important as what it's for. Ritual is a subscription-based supplement, and it's easy to start and easy to snooze at any time. And if you break it breaks down to about $1 a day. You got a dollar for your health. Fellas, it's time to step up your nutrient game, okay? You can do this, and you can save 10% on your first 3 months. All you have to do is go to ritual.com/squad. Again, 10% off your first 3 months. It comes delivered to your door, a dollar a day. What you gonna do with a dollar a day anyway? Get you some multivitamins that can change your life. So again, go to ritual.com/squad. That's SQUADD. Ritual.com/squad, SQUADD, and step your nutrient game up.
First topic of the day we have, would you rather know all the secrets of outer space or know all the secrets of the ocean?
It's gonna be okay. We're just talking about it. You don't have to feel afraid.
I feel like Pat Blaze is doing this.
I say space for that very reason. I think that's more interesting and it's less scary, because for us to find out, like 100 billion light years away, there's a moon that has little people on it. That'd be like, whoa, tell me all about it. Not probably ever going to interact with them. But if you learn all the secrets of, imagine that could ruin your life. Imagine you just found out that there are people down there too in the ocean. That's very different, right? Because it's right there.
Bro, animals be coming out of the ocean all the time. Mm-mm. New animals. Have y'all heard about Lake Lanier? I mean, that ain't the ocean, but it's still a large body of water.
Have we heard about it?
Near you, Meg, Lake Lanier is supposed to be like,
yeah.
They flooded like a whole town to build that lake. And like way more people, like since then, a whole bunch of people have drowned there, been pulled under. And this girl I don't follow her on Twitter, but just recently this girl, she was like, I had heard y'all talking about Lake Lanier and I ain't listening. I got pulled under a boat and her legs got like slashed by the propellers.
What?
She put it on. Yeah, look up Lake Lanier haunted, Pat. Y'all might want to do it on your conspiracy theory thing, but apparently this lake is haunted. They had flooded out a whole bunch of people and a whole bunch of people drowned there and still drown a lot to this day. So
wow,
I feel like the ocean is,
no, that is, I have heard people that have drowned there, but you know that happens a lot in lakes though, because a lot of these man-made lakes are just like, basically they'll just flood an area that has like trees and bushes, and they'll just like dig the hole, leave the trees and the bushes down there, and then put the water in there. But the problem is, like, over the years and years and years, like, you've got just more debris on top of debris. So just like, what's her name? The girl from Glee that just passed away.
Naya Rivera.
Yes, Naya Rivera. So, you know, like for example, like, she got stuck, and that's what happens with a lot of people who end up drowning in these lakes that can swim. It's because like they start swimming and then their leg or their arm or something will get stuck and they can't see because the water is so dark. They can't unstick themselves and they end up drowning.
But wait, it's a difference between getting stuck and getting pulled under, Meg. That's what we
That's what I'm saying. The people in Lake Lanier, the people who survived, said they feel like something's pulling their leg under.
Oh, God.
That's what I'm talking about. Lake Lanier specifically, people feel like they're being pulled under by hands, not just like, you know, being drunk and drowning or you know, something like that.
I feel like a ghost would start pulling Meg and she'd be, you better let me go with the blood of Christ. And they'd be like, all right, nigga, all right.
No, I'm serious.
Other ghosts,
a ghost saying, "All right, nigga," is all right, nigga. Just
right.
Another ghost, like, "Amen." Don't
want you down here,
bro. I tried her 2 years ago. Don't do her, bro. Let her go.
Yo, a ghost being like not wanting to deal with Meg.
That happened.
What?
What'd you say,
Meg?
No, I said, yo, something like that really. Before to like not like the lake part but like a ghost was trying to like attack me in my sleep and then I was like get out and he left and I was like oh that really happened to me
that was
that
bad.
Story was anticlimactic get out okay I leave now ghosty. That's hilarious. I have other ghostly duties
I know right you're a whole ghost and you're like ah my safe words get an out.
It's deeper than that because I feel like it was like a good and evil type of thing. Like, I feel like it was like an evil spirit that was trying to attack me when I'm about to go to sleep. And I'm like a firm believer right before you fall asleep, like, there's a plane that, like, a spiritual plane that you kind of cross over when, like, you're awake, spiritual plane, and then you're fully asleep.
Yeah.
So when you're like, almost asleep, I swear to you, I saw a dark figure hanging at my door just, like, waiting. And it was like, I don't know if it was the Holy Spirit or something.
Man, Holy Spirit is light. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
No, right?
No. It, inside of me was like, get out. It wasn't Megan. It was like, that's what I said. I think it was the Holy Spirit that was like casting it out. And then I like drifted to sleep immediately. Y'all.
So you're
like
demon possessed?
But no, a demon was trying to come, I think. I don't know how this works, okay?
But oh, something like inside of you said get out. Like, yeah.
Yes, to the demon. And then, because the demon was, like, waiting, like, to pounce when I went to sleep. So it was, like, as soon as I was about to cross over to sleep, I felt like the Holy Spirit was in me and was like, get out. But I said it audibly, but, like, in my head, I was just like.
I picture a dude's voice, get out of Meg's butt. He was like, yo.
He was in the Thriller. He was doing the Thriller choreography.
What house was this, man? What house?
That's terrifying.
You said what's here?
What house was this in? Was this the apartment where you were paying $8 a
this
month?
This was in LA. When I was in Koreatown and I first moved to Koreatown in LA, there's demons over there, y'all. Y'all be careful.
That was a crackhead. He was waiting for you to go to sleep so you could take your microwave.
Probably. But he left.
What about you, John Nate? Would you rather know the secrets of the ocean or the secrets of outer space?
I'm going to go with knowing the secrets of the ocean. Because if it's like, I'm knowing the secret. So if I know what to look out for, I'm going to be good. So the underwater weeds and things we were concerned about that, I mean, I know the secret. So I'm going to know, like, don't go right there, you know? But
what if you find out too much?
If I find out too much?
Like what?
Godzilla swimming around under there, alien civilizations, Atlantis, a whole squad of creatures that are about to attack in like 3 months. You want to know all that stuff?
Well, here's the thing. If
I'd rather know than not know.
Yeah, not only that, if they don't plan to attack and they've been chilling the whole time, like me knowing ain't gonna make them want to do it more. I'm like, hey man, I'm cool with you niggas. As long as y'all don't, you know what I'm saying? I got a barbecue plan next month. As long as you ain't ruin that, I'm good. Bro. Like, you gotta think about like all the secrets of the ocean, bro. Like you get to know like what all ships that crashed and went under, you know where all their gold is. You know, bro, you can be rich in like 2 weeks, bro. Are you serious? Give me all the
things. You have to go under there.
Bro, are you taking out a small payday loan You get some divers. You get them to go
don't
under
you do that. Pool. Don't you take out no payday loan for no diver.
You think they're going to share it with you?
If they don't, I'll hold them at gunpoint when they come back up.
Got the whole plan.
Got a harpoon?
I literally thought about this because I was watching this movie, and it was like, man, think if you had the knowledge of what all the buried treasure or all the lost treasure in the ocean was, bro. Like, come on, nope. Dude. Like, how would you not want that?
If they haven't found it already, I can't get it. You know where the technology is so good right now. If they haven't seen it, it's at a place that I am not going.
That's why you don't have to go, Pat. You pay people to do stuff for you.
Nah, bro. That one Pirates of the Caribbean movie was too scary. When Davy Jones had half the face, I was like, bro, I'm out of here. This is supposed to be for children. His face was half off. I'm gone, bro.
That's so scary. You know, I would want to know where that plane went. You remember the plane that went missing from, from Asia last year?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I totally forgot about that. Malaysia.
Where did it go?
Yeah, Malaysia, yeah. I want to know where that went. I want to know where Amelia Earhart went. I want to all the stuff in the Bermuda Triangle. Now, that's the place I probably would stay away from, the Bermuda Triangle. I'm like, I don't even know about that one.
You'd rather find out about that than all the secrets of space. Even if you found Amelia Earhart's aircraft, you'd be like, there it is.
I'm selling that too.
You said what?
I'm selling that too. You're a fool if you think I'm not going to try to sell Amelia Earhart's plane. I'm definitely doing that one. You don't know what I said. Wait, I can't repeat that? It.
He was trying to say Amelia Earhart. He said Amelia Earhart's heart. Anyway, back to you, Tom. Who gonna buy that?
Hold on a second, Pat. You know there's like a billion things that are under the sea that you would find out. Buried treasure, lost planes, lost whatever, right? Lost cities. You know for a fact that there are a ton of things you can find. What if the only thing that you found out about space was that it's empty?
That's good to know.
Would you still only want to know?
That's kind of depressing.
He said
so
that's
you would
good
rather take that knowledge than knowing that there's a bunch of stuff for you to find in the ocean.
But what if all the secrets of space included God and like religious stuff? And you found out all that stuff. That's better than knowing where Amelia Earhart's plane is.
You don't eat up there, Pat. And even though you know
what
you're gonna eat in space.
Yeah, I'm not neither yeah. one. You're going you don't have to go to space. It's just like an email or something. How are we getting
how to be down for the movement?
You would just wake up with the knowledge. Bro, this is what I'm thinking. I'm always thinking like from a business aspect. Bro, the sunken treasure, right? The best base vacation spots, and like imagine like you know where all the best crab and lobster is going to be. You have the best seafood spot. You popping, bro.
That's the first thing you would do with infinite ocean knowledge. You'd wake up and be like, I know where the best crab legs are. Follow me.
I don't eat it by any means, but I'm going to have the best seafood in the world. Absolutely.
That sounds
follow
like
me, Pat. Follow me, guys. But here's Bermuda Triangle crab and lobster specials, guys.
No, that's a quest. That's Tahir's quest.
No, but you know what? That makes so much sense because think about it. Like you can monetize all the stuff that you find out about the ocean. If you find out about a bunch of stuff in space, everybody's going to think you're a lunatic. NASA don't want to hear you because they're going to be like, well, how'd you get this information? You don't know that. You've never been there.
You would sound like a lunatic for both. You can't wake up and be like, I know where Atlantis is.
Bro, this is private funding, Pat. All you got to do, Pat, you got enough money to pay a diver. I believe you have enough money right now to pay a diver to go find something. All right, that first.
You don't know the current rate for divers.
I googled it last night when I came up with this topic. I googled it last night.
You think that going to the deepest, most unknown part of the ocean and getting equipment up and the budget is one diver.
I mean, you're gonna need somebody with a boat too. You're gonna need somebody with a boat.
What the hell? You need hell and shit to go all the way down and pull something.
Can you imagine
sitting here turning a budget into bag for this one diver, $300. See, Pat? Done. You sound like Amelia Earhart's plane with the three horns.
Listen, bro.
But it's in Thailand. Oh.
Have you seen the flights to Thailand right now? $300, bro. I got that.
We can't go. You got to take a boat over there.
He would do that better. Website, that crew me up thing.
Crew me up.
Yeah, just bring it back. Email me the treasure.
Jump in any time, John A.
Look, I was down with my answer. I was listening, you treasure. Know.
Just say other stuff, though.
No, I was really imagining myself. I don't know why I thought we had to, like, really go. So I was already thinking, let me get my swim lessons. I was really ready for this sea mission.
Well, you said, let me get my swimming lessons.
I didn't know we could start a mission. So now I'm like, who would I see? You know, I'm going through my budget.
What do y'all find scarier, the movies about, like Perfect Storm or like Armageddon?
You said scarier?
Yeah, like being stuck in this, like a storm on the ocean or being stuck in space like Armageddon or
Perfect Storm, ocean.
I think Armageddon. Because here's my thing. With the Perfect Storm, yes, you're tossed around and all of that, but as long as you don't drown or the boat doesn't capsize or anything like that, you'll be all right, right? But like, hold on, wait a second. If you're not in the water, you're just tossed around, you're straight. Even if you get in the water, you're in the water. If you got a life vest or you got a flotation device or a raft or anything like that, you'll be straight. You might die eventually of hunger, but it won't be no crazy stuff. If you're in the space and you're in an astronaut suit, you're gonna run out of air. There's a finite amount of air. Suffocating somewhere where there is like ridiculously cold. There's no sound. There's no up, down. There's no way for anybody. There's no beacon on your life or your astronaut suit that's gonna like tell people where you are. You just get out. You don't know there is. You can't prove that there is.
Now, astronaut.
Why wouldn't there be?
Bro.
Because we've seen the movies, Pat. We know that there's not.
You think with all the only thing that you would have to be scared of if you're working on the outside of a shuttle is to be flown off. You don't think they would put a tracker in your suit?
Bro,
no.
Okay,
so let's say, get you.
Yeah, I was gonna say, let's say that they do put a tracker in your suit. You think about the pictures that they get of the surface of Mars and stuff like that. Bro, that it takes they don't get that right away. Like it has to travel through all of that space and all of that time, bro. By the time they get your first beacon, they're like, "Oh man, this was a week ago. He dead now."
It sounds rough. It definitely sounds rough. But what I'm saying is, you're making being stranded at sea seem like a cakewalk. You can die from the sun. You can die from dehydration because you're surrounded in water that you can't drink. You could die from not eating. You could just die from, right. Killer whales can come up to your raft and knock it over. You could die from so many things in the ocean, whereas the space is scary, but you just kind of float in there until you freeze to death or explode.
And also, how you even get into space? Like, you can get to the ocean. We don't really got no average way.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it ain't gonna be like, oh man, we lost the man. Let's man another team and go up to space and try to find them, bro. It don't turn around that fast. They ain't just got fuel sitting on reserve to just throw people in for search missions for people lost at space. It just ain't gonna happen like that. Lost at sea, you got the National Guard, you got shipping container, ships that are going all over the thing. You got a better-
That ain't quick. Can't get the National Guard there in 9 minutes. That's still gonna take a whole deployment.
It won't take a week though, Pat. No. Ain't nobody sending up no-
The Coast Guard, yes. The Coast Guard's already there, bruh.
I thought we were assuming that the people we were already with was looking for us.
Oh, they didn't.
Well, I mean, they still can, even if they're looking for us, they still can call the Coast Guard. You can't call somebody in space, be like, hey, could you guys come up from Saturn? One of our guys floated off a little bit. We need extra hands on deck. You can't do that in space.
I think I'm more afraid of that. Like, when I think about the ocean, like, and how deep it is, and there's so many things down there, like, you can't just swim down there. You know what I mean? Like, you have to have equipment. So, if I'm on a boat, and I like fall off, there is a slight chance that I will survive if I can just like swim to the top, right?
Wait. But if you add a boat, then you have to, if you add a boat, then you have to add a ship to the space thing. I'm talking nothing, just in the open water, just you, or just you in space.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm just saying, like, if nobody came to rescue me, like, immediately, there is a chance that I will survive if I just, like, get to the top and float, right? There's a chance that I can make it. If the same issue happened in space, like, I'm not going to make it. There's nowhere for you to go up and get fresh air.
There's nowhere for you to get fresh air. Once you run out of air in space, that's it. You're dead. Your ship can explode, or the ship can still be good, even if the ship is still in outer space, right? If you don't have a cord to pull you back, how are you going to get back to that ship? They don't really have the things that propel you back to the ship. You just out there floating aimlessly in space.
I feel like you don't have enough support in space. Like, everybody's just going to be... You can't even, you know, like, the chances of survival are way more better, like, on the sea. That's what I feel. I mean, a part of me feels like space could be dope. It's closer to heaven, so if I'm gonna die, then it's a shorter trip. You know, just feel like I can get there like 5 minutes. I'm there, opposed to the ocean. I'm a little closer to hell. I don't know, but still,
we got the Space Force going. Yeah, we got the Coast Guard. At least they can look for you in the ocean. You lost space, bro.
Nobody's looking for you.
International Space Station, if they find you, what are they going to do?
Right. What do they even like, do up there? They do experiments all day long. They not trained to go get people. They over here trying to see if a plant will survive with no oxygen, okay? They not going to get you, Patrick.
No rescuers.
You're just dead.
You just see Pat floating by. They're like, wow, that is crazy. Anyway, this plant is... on its third trial.
Pass me another package of peanut butter.
You know, I heard Tahir got some new lobsters over there in the Bermuda Triangle. We should hit that up when we get back.
And you know that's right. Well, let's put it to a vote. All the infinite knowledge about the ocean versus all the infinite knowledge about space. Which I'm going with?
Ocean.
I don't know what you were trying to say.
I
thought y'all was gonna let it slide, man, because John A started talking. I didn't know that Pat was gonna bring. Pat is an asshole, bro. Sacred asshole. There was no reason to bring that back up.
I can't not say something sometimes. I would, there's nothing worse than being stranded in the ocean. Anything else?
Okay. All right. What about you, Kev?
I'm more terrified of the ocean than space because I don't really know that much about space. So I'm going to say anything to do with scary in the ocean, I'm always going ocean.
Okay.
It'd be right there, but it will kill you, cuz.
But no, it's not. It's which one would you rather have more infinite knowledge about?
Okay, then space. I don't want to know what's in the ocean. I'm scared of it.
Same.
Oh, sucks. What about you, Meg?
Even though I feel like the knowledge about the ocean would help us more because it's right here and it may help us, like, you know, with cleaning up the earth and other stuff, I actually would rather have infinite knowledge about space because space is older than the earth. And on top of that, like, I've always wanted to go to space. I'd be following SpaceX pretty closely.
Do you really?
One of these days. I do, because I'd be wanting to go to space.
Did you see their launch?
It is scarier, but
a month ago? Did you see that?
Yep. I was watching it up to the minute. I was like, yes! Great.
Nerds. Space for you, man. Okay. And Jana, you said?
I said ocean.
Okay.
I'm
going to go ocean too, but it looks like the space has it. You guys suck. We're going to jump right into this next topic. Right after this.
Oh, what up? It's your boy Tahir Moore, and I'm here to talk to the fellas. Well, not just to the fellas, but this is really going to
This is going to connect with you guys. Listen, it's time to put down the X body spray and the polo blue. No disrespect, but it's time to upgrade, man. We can't keep progressing with technology and everything else and not adapt it to the way that we shop for our cologne. Listen, guys, if you're still going to the mall and that's the only place you're shopping for your cologne, you're outdated, okay? It's time you stepped into the future and embrace Hawthorne. Why, Tahir? Why should I check out Hawthorne? I'm going to tell you why, okay? Because I was skeptical. Here's this company that says that they have a new way of buying cologne. How do you know what I like? I will tell you how they knew what I like. I took a 2-minute survey, okay? In this survey, they asked me what I like to do, where I go out, where I hang out. When I hang out, what do I do there? Am I the life of the party? Of course I am. What do I drink? Whiskey? Neat. They take all of that information. All of that information from that 2-minute survey, and they come up with a scent that is just for me. Not just one, but two. You get a work and a play scent. Come on. What? Two? Yes, two. Okay, because you should smell different in different environments. That's perfectly understandable. And if you don't understand it, I'm going to hip you to some more game. Listen, ladies remember scent. You understand me, fellas? They remember if you smell fantastic, but they also remember if you stink. Okay, so you won't always be remembered for smelling fantastic, and Hawthorne will help you do that. Not only do they have colognes, but they have body washes, they have lotions, they have shampoos, conditioners, they even have candles. Anything that you're looking for, you can get it at Hawthorne. And ladies, you don't have to be in the dark on this. You want to support your man, you can get him the gift card, you can get him the credit so he can still take the survey, and then you just buy it for him as a gift. You guys can be a part of this. Listen. If you want to take advantage, you want to jump on this new train of fragrance shopping, it's still room. There's still time. And not only that, I'm going to hook you up. That's right. Your boy's going to look out for you. House 10% off your first purchase sound. Okay? Does it sound good? It's better than nothing because you won't get nothing without it. Take advantage of this right now. If you go to Hawthorne.co, use our promo code SQUAD. That's SQUADD. You're going to get 10% off your first order. That's right. You're welcome. You don't even have to thank me. I got you. I look out for my listeners. Y'all know how I do. Again, that's Hawthorne, HAWTHORNE.co, not com, .co, C-O, and use the promo code SQUAD, SQUADD. You're going to get 10% off your first purchase, and that is on your boy. You're welcome. Fellas, you know how to thank me. Just shoot me $1,000 on my Cash App. That's it. You know what? Don't even worry about it. Just go out there and smell fantastic. You're welcome.
Next topic. What is worse in the argument? Having your voice crack or stuttering?
Damn. That's hard.
What about you, Tahir? Why don't we start with you?
What would you do?
Oh, snap!
I don't really stutter. I mess up words, and that's always worse for me, but that's probably closer to a stutter than anything. Man, that just, it takes all the validity out of your argument when you stutter. All of it. You could be winning hands down. You'd be like, that's what I'm talking about. They was like,
I don't know. You can come back from a stutter. You can't come back from your voice cracking.
Voice crack. Yes, crack.
Wait, I feel like, because I feel like when you stutter, then the other people will be like it's more like them, like, okay, you stutter, but everybody can get past it. When your voice cracks, you were not expecting it, and you're like, oh, snap. Like, you surprise yourself when your voice cracks.
And it's instantly hilarious, which isn't always the case with stutter. Like, if your voice cracks, especially at, like, a passionate moment, like, I can't believe you did that. It's like, even if they're supposed to feel horrible, they'll probably at least crack a smile. Whereas, like, if you're really mad and you stutter, it'd be like, oh, he was stuttering because he was so mad. You know,
but it can also be
100%, bro. If you voice crack, it might be like you was about to cry. All your everything done. I'd be like, shut up, to here.
You got to switch topic
a lot. Like, it's done, bro. You're not, the other person's not intimidated. They're not afraid. All your points are valid. You could stutter, be like, but I'll kill you. That's a stutter. Yeah. I'll kill you. That's a voice crack.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. You. An argument where your voice cracks, like, you still got a way to possibly talk your way out of it. If you're arguing with somebody and you stutter, you're like, and then somebody was like, get that shit out, stupid. You be like, you know what? The whole family dies tonight.
To hear your Zoom stutter, just like you be stuttering.
Zoom.
Man, what happened to you over quarantine? Have you been like training with your game over the last 4 or 5 months has increased tremendously. What is it? Is it living in Atlanta?
The Atlanta
I don't know what it is, y'all.
I just rewatched the
maybe that's what it is.
With. I was like, man, that was a quality joke. She took me out the game.
That's why there's so much talent coming out of there.
That's what
you just
get.
Have to be there. You just have to be around.
And then we have a lot of, we got a lot of good seafood boils here. There's like a shrimp and chicken spot, hot wing spot, like on every corner. So I think that contributes to the
joy.
The seafood boil helps with your jokes?
To my joy.
Oh, yeah.
Jokes, man.
We're talking about your jokes.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's where the jokes come from because I have more joy because I eat a lot of crab legs and wings.
What? That's like your source of power, crab boils? Like,
did you say crab legs like, and lean?
Yeah, you big head.
That's what we got out here. That's why everybody's happy. And everybody's health is bad, but we're happy. And we have good jokes because of it.
I like that.
Hey, what were you saying on one thing about like stuttering or...
Oh, I was saying the biggest thing about stuttering is which word in the sentence are you stuttering on? You know what I mean? Like if it's like the first one or like the smaller insignificant words, like I'll come up right now. You know, I'll pull up right now. But if it's just like, I'll pull up right now. It really depends on like, I'll pull up. Uh-huh. Voice crack. It doesn't matter when, doesn't matter how loud or how it happened, when it happened, or what you were talking about. It's kind of done. You gotta just walk away.
I don't know. I mean, it when your voice crack, it does like, man, it takes all the wind out of you. It's hard to come back.
No, because then you be feeling like you're a prepubescent boy again, right?
Wait, again?
Like, this is before my voice changed. Isn't that what dudes be feeling like that?
Is it different if it happens and it's a lady versus a guy? Like
for me, that would be worse too. And I'm a lady. I do have a lot of masculine energy, but I'm still a lady. So it makes me feel like, come on. The whole point when you arguing is like, you have to commit to being a G, a gangster. It don't matter. Like, I don't care if I'm arguing with a man, a woman, a principal, it don't matter. Like, you got to get this heat. So the voice crack, as we all say, it just takes away the fullness in general. It's nothing. It's empty at this point. The voice cracks, the argument cracks.
I don't know.
But I do feel like it would be worse. I would be more afraid to argue. I know this is weird. I would be more afraid to argue with a person who is stuttering, though. Because yeah. I just feel like.
They don't get so frustrated trying to talk that they're going to start fighting.
Yeah, like, that is, it's equivalent to asking a dyslexic young man to read out loud in the third grade. He's going to fight somebody after school.
I've never heard that. You made that such an easy connection.
Yeah, you know, language, I'm just going back to all my classes and, you know, all of the, we definitely had language arts or like people had speech teachers and things like that. And usually those were the kids who got in a lot of fights. The kids who got called out a class for 15 minutes to practice speaking, they definitely got in a lot more.
Oh, so are you saying that someone stuttering in an argument a lot probably has hands because he grew up fighting?
Stuttering Stanley.
For sure.
He's like, all right, put him
up. Very well. It's just, you don't want that fight. It's the same energy.
Yeah, see, Tahir can fight.
I don't stutter words, Meg. I messed them up.
Did they blow you for this?
You just, all of that. That all is the same group, okay? Stutter is the umbrella. How you stutter is different. Fine. But you under the stutter umbrella, you
They pick on you.
Man, Pat, that's why your little stupid joke didn't work. Man, stupid joke didn't work.
I didn't say it. I just didn't have time to jump in.
Good. I'm glad. We're gonna switch topics. How do you guys feel about mayo?
How we feel about
mayo?
Mayo?
Yeah. I love it.
So Pat can't get the joke off. That was my whole reason with that.
No, you bringing up mayo out of nowhere still leads back to you getting bullied.
It doesn't at all. I don't know. I don't know. When I was thinking, I first thought about this one. I don't know. I just felt like stuttering was worse. But now that I think about it, the more that I think about it, your voice cracking is definitely like, it's high up there. It's basically over at that point.
What if it's a chronic stutterer versus a chronic voice cracker? Is it still the same answer?
Chronic voice cracker is still funny. It'd just be like, there's that guy who always voice cracks. And another thing. Here we go.
That's a funny visual, man.
I've never seen somebody who has a chronic problem with their voice cracking. Like, I've never seen that one before. I've seen people who stutter, but yeah, I don't know.
You are people who stutter.
I've seen it. Oh, I've seen it.
Y'all have a little group to hear, like, man, you know what happened on the Squadcast today? I said, Paris Hart.
It's a good, 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 good group chat.
Do y'all be like stuttering your text when you write to like A-A-A-A-A-A-Y-E?
Why are y'all making this hypothetical thing so many layers involving me? Like, this is not a real thing. What is wrong with you guys?
You know what's funny about that to hear?
You guys are horrible people.
They could never meet up because they keep messing the date up on paper. I said it was on the 24th. What day is that?
You have a good time over there, Pat?
Talk about it. Mike Tyson had a high-pitched voice. It wasn't cracking, but it was high-pitched. He was knocking heads off of bodies.
But he had to learn how to fight because of his voice and his love for pigeons.
He had a list.
Yeah, that's why he got picked on. So he had to pick the gloves up.
And his love for pigeons?
I mean, they both contributed to him getting bullied.
That was a weird love.
Like, you'd be liking birds, huh? He was like, here we go again.
Leave my pigeons out of this. I will say, ever since Tahir says, does it matter if you're a man or a woman, that does count, because if a girl is arguing or she's very like, if her voice cracks, I don't think it like completely, it's not like, you know, it's not that, because it's more of a like a man insecurity thing.
What do you eat, Tahir? I agree.
Kimchi M&M's.
What? Kimchi M&M's?
Kimchi is fire. That's one thing I really miss about quarantine.
You miss it? The
Korean barbecue is amazing. And they always
just make it at your house.
Yeah, but it's the whole experience.
Yeah.
I like going to quarters. I didn't like the ones where you made it yourself. I like quarters where they made it for me. That's what I like.
Man, they must have been hit really hard.
Learn how to do it. They make it super easy for people to do on their own. I'm doing it because you shouldn't do this, but I bought the marinade pre-made. You just dump it over the Korean ribs and let it marinate, and then you can grill them or you broil them, and it's great.
I like when they do it, though.
I feel like their cuts of meat are better, too. They be having premium cuts.
So you just gotta go to a place where they have good meat.
Y'all remember how crowded those places were, though? I don't think those are ever gonna
happen. I feel like those places, buffets, they come back like that.
Here's the thing, though.
I would never probably go to a buffet ever again in my life.
Yeah? Never?
It'll be a couple years. I'll probably go back to the wind buffet. The wind buffet is so fire, bro.
I mean, yo, I was gonna say they got endless ribs and endless steak. I bet your ass be that, Kev.
Endless ribs is weird.
I don't want that. Buffets.
Endless ribs.
Listen, we were in Vegas and we went to the buffet. Well, which buffet was it?
The Wynn Buffet.
The Wynn Buffet. First of all, the line they told us was a 45-minute wait, right? It was $60 per person, 45-minute wait, unless you pay $200 per person, you can go right in.
You're lying. All you do is lie.
You want me to get Tony on here?
$20 per person to get
in.
No, it was not.
To hear, yes, no, it was. No, it was $25 to skip.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
You don't know, Megan. You ain't never did nothing fun.
I used to live in Vegas, and I went to, and I hit up all the buffets. I went to all the buffets. I used to hit up because I used to live there for 3 months. And I'm gonna tell you right now, none of them buffets cost less than $60. Okay.
Exactly. It was $60, Meg. All right, $60 per person, or you could pay $200 to jump the line. Now they might have gave him a deal because it was like eight of us, but Kev paid because he did not want to wait. We had the kids with us and everything. Kev was like, here's $10,000. Just show me to our table. I was like, he
guys know Tahir's lying. I'm not spending $10,000 on no buffet.
Tahir. Yes, you are.
That was like least. $25.
It was not. It was not
yes,
$25.
It was.
Your body says that
nothing 25 bucks in Vegas.
You were already paying for the buffet. You just paid additional to get endless mimosas and cut the line.
It was 25 plus 25 plus 25 plus 25.
During the okay, I'm looking on the Wynn Buffet website. During this, you can skip the buffet line. The price is $10 Monday through Friday, $16 during the weekends, $25 during the holidays.
That's you want me to put the link in the chat? Buffet,
just send it to me. We'll see. You could be reading it.
Wait. Can you put it in the chat? I wanna be a median. Let's see
how to do it.
I just put it in the chat.
Boom. Okay. Gamboo. What's Gamboo? Okay. This was this year?
Tell me he just made up.
Because these are 2020.
Why don't go to the Wynn website?
Currently, they offer a VIP pass, $20.
But it says these are 2020 prices. It's COVID. Everything costs $17.
Right. This wasn't this year. This was last year.
Okay. It does say, wait. Weekend gourmet brunch. Did you guys do the gourmet brunch? Because that's $50.
Yes. It was that. Kev be lying, man. I'm telling y'all, Kev be lying to y'all for no reason.
It doesn't say anywhere where you said.
It does.
Weekday brunch, Monday through Thursday, $36. Friday, $48. Weekend, $50.
That's the price of the buffet, Pat.
That's what we're talking about.
No, I'm talking about the price to cut the line.
Oh, where is that? Oh, skip the line. Oh, no, Kev's right. It is.
I know I'm right. I've told the story before.
It's $20.
Wait, so it's only
I'm ridiculous. I'm not crazy.
Wait, but that means $20 per person, I'm guessing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means it bumped it up to $70 per person for the buffet. Which is still pretty hefty, but it's not what Tahir was saying.
Kev paid $6,000 for us to eat.
No, it might have been, because it was a big tour of us. It might have been, there was probably
100 together.
Yeah, and I said that. It was 20 a person. You know it wouldn't be, they wouldn't sell it at $200 a person.
That's not true, because they know people like you would buy it.
You think I would spend $200 a person to skip a line? That's more than the cost of the buffet. Yeah. Why would I spend $200 to skip the buffet line when it's $75?
You bought a wetsuit for a 5-foot pool, Kevin.
That
you
was
bought
just
an entire wetsuit for a 5-foot pool that you said you were going to get up in the mornings and do water aerobics in. And that's you just didn't do it.
Okay, I said swimming. I did not say water aerobics. I'm not going to be there like. But I was just lying to myself. But the wetsuit was only $100.
Yeah, all right. Let's put it to a vote, man. What's worse during the argument? Having your voice crack or stuttering?
Voice crack.
All right, voice crack, unanimous.
Unanimous?
Unanimous.
We're going to get on to the next topic right after this.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Tahir Moore. And listen, Adam and Eve wants you to know the best part about staying at home is playing at home. Listen, guys, you can take advantage of your downtime right now by choosing almost any one item at 50% off. And when you do, we're going to sweeten that deal. You'll get 10 free boardroom busting gifts, including 6 spicy movies. And you know what I'm talking about when I say spicy, a 3-piece bonus kit, and best of all, free shipping. That's right. I said it. Free shipping, discreetly delivered to your front door. You don't have to go nowhere. Sex toys make being at home so much more enjoyable. Hell, even shopping from home when you're shopping for sex toys is a lot of fun. All you have to do to take advantage of this is make sure you use the promo code SQUAD at checkout. That's right, SQUADD. Use SQUAD at checkout and we're gonna hook you up. Adam and Eve has thousands of products to make you glad that you're staying at home. So listen, go to adamandeve.com right now, use the promo code SQUAD, take advantage of this hookup we're giving you guys, and enjoy your downtime.
Last topic of the day, we have, who is the better actor, Denzel Washington or Tom Hanks?
Can you put that into here?
No, we don't have to.
Yes, it's funny. Leave it in.
Leave it in here. You saw all your confidence leave when you, and you hadn't even messed up yet. You thought a mess up was on the horizon, and you were like, oh,
let me just start. I felt it in my bones, Kevin. Like, you know how people can tell when the rain is coming? I felt it coming. I was like,
I felt it in my knee off in a mess up.
I said what instead of who, so that's why I had to start over.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, Pat, who you got?
I guess we would have to put, what's your top 3 Denzel versus what's your top 3 Tom Hanks
movie? Ooh, that's great, Patrick. Saving Private Ryan for Tom Hanks, Saving Private Ryan, Catch Me If You Can, and Ooh. Forrest Gump are probably my 3 favorite Tom Hanks movies. My 3 favorite Denzel movies are probably Training Day, Glory, and a lot of them kind of blend together. Man on Fire, Deja Vu.
What's better between
Malcolm X, Training Day, and Glory?
What's better between Catch Me If You Can and Training Day?
Ooh.
What would you watch more?
That's a good one.
I would watch Catch Me If You Can more, but that's because it's more of a fun, playful movie. I don't know that I think it's a better movie than Training Day, but I would watch Catch Me If You Can if it was on before I'd watch Training Day.
Weren't they both in Philadelphia?
Yeah, he's good. They're mm-hmm. Wait, is that Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah.
Or they're both in there.
Yeah.
Philadelphia too.
Ooh, you know why Tom Hanks has an edge? He got Woody.
I was just gonna say Toy Story, bro. Toy Story.
I forgot that's him.
He also got the Da Vinci Codes.
Ooh.
Yep.
Toy Story is tough though. Damn.
I didn't watch any of the Da Vinci Codes.
Really?
I watched them all.
I didn't respect his hair being long.
Wait, wasn't he in Big? Was it called Big or something back in the day? Yeah. In like the 80s?
It's Big, yep.
I love that movie. Mm-hmm. My favorite Tom Hanks would be Big, Forrest Gump, and the one where he had he was stranded. What was that called?
Castaway.
Castaway.
My favorite.
Castaway. And then Denzel, I would be like, Training. There's so many.
To be honest, I feel I like Denzel's catalog more. Like, Tom Hanks is amazing and everything, but like, pound for pound, a lot of his movies are like super dramatic, whereas Denzel will do dramatic action, lighter movies. I feel like he has more of what I would watch. So I'm gonna go with Denzel.
Tom Hanks has done little to zero action comedies, or no, action movies where he's like punching and chopping in throats.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Denzel has done very little comedies.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own, he was really good in that movie, and I love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, why you like it so much, Chad? Because you were trying to be in the women's league. That's why you liked it, Kev. Go ahead and laugh. Go ahead and laugh at it.
At this time of
you
my
know,
life,
it was the only league he was gonna qualify like, for.
We only had like three movies. We had A League of Their Own, Sister Act 2, and like Johnny 5. And I just rotated those three all the time.
Okay, I was like, they can play baseball with their thighs, and I can do it too.
Yeah. Well.
So who would you go with, Pat? Because I know you got to get out of here. So if you had to pick somebody, who would you go with?
It sucks, but I got to go with Denzel.
Yeah. That doesn't suck.
You said what?
Why does that suck? He's amazing.
No, I'm...
Is it me again? What the
fuck? What if you had to take away, like you have to take away all of their bodies of work? You would rather just live with only, like you're not
yeah.
gonna...
Like yeah,
no Forrest Gump.
I would take Denzel's catalog to a like an island before I took Tom Hanks, because I'd be depressed as hell on that island with Tom Hanks's catalog. I'm trying to see some action or something. So I think I would just more than likely watch a Denzel movie than a Tom Hanks movie. But damn, Catch Me If You Can is good.
You know, when we started this, I thought I was gonna say Denzel, but as we're going through the movies. And if I had to be like, okay, one of these gotta go. The only Denzel movie that I would be like so sad that didn't make it would be Malcolm X. Like that's to me a classic. That's like it. That is, and there's been other Malcolm X remakes, but there's nobody that could do it like Denzel. But if I think about all of the movies that Tom Hanks has made, like, and I'm on an island like Pat said, I'd rather watch Tom Hanks movies. Because they, even though they're dramatic, they always have like a feel good ending, or they have like a, you know, some make you cry, but for the most part, like, you know, it's a feel good ending. And then you also got cartoons because you got the whole Toy Story catalog as well.
That's good. The Toy Story is, yeah, that's a big one. But I also love the Book of Eli. So
that was a great movie.
I got to jump off.
All right, Pat.
All right, guys.
All right, sis. I missed that. I should have said this first.
I'm gonna go.
Oh, you're terrible.
For me, it would be Denzel for sure. I haven't seen too many Tom Hanks movies. Like now that I think about it, I haven't seen many outside of Sleepless in Seattle. Forrest Gump is definitely just one of my all-time favorites in general. That is a classic. Yeah. But Denzel, Remember the Titans, Training Day, his range, Fences, like he has to me, a range that I identify so many, he's just very identifiable for me. I connect to his body of work much more than I do Tom Hanks.
My head
off. That's hard, because that's like, if you don't say Denzel, then you're not down for the people. That's what I feel like.
That,
I
really that, like man,
that same that, thought, Meg.
That was okay, my man. Whole thing,
same
man.
Thought.
My head almost exploded trying to figure out which one I was going to go with. Like, this is how I knew it was a good one, because I was like, ooh, I don't know. I was like, I'm sending it right now. Like, that's how I knew it was going to be a good topic. But I have no, I'm still torn to this moment right now.
Oh, you
that's
know what?
One of my top five movies. Like when I do my list of top five movies, Castaway is always in there. And I don't know if I have a Denzel movie in my top five. I know I have Denzel movies that I love, but when it comes to my top five,
right?
Pat, I mean, Kev, do you have a Denzel movie in your top five?
No.
Do you have a Tom Hanks movie in your top five?
I do. Forrest Gump is in my top five.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then I forgot Cloud Atlas. I love Cloud Atlas.
That was trash. I hear what you're saying. That was trash. But
I liked it. A lot of people said it was trash because there were definitely parts where people were like impersonating other people and it didn't work. Yeah, but the actual story is dope. The story's dope.
Yeah.
The whole the story's dope.
If you were walking past a trash can. If you were walking past a trash can and you saw the script, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's right where it's supposed to be.
No. Tom Hanks is in two of my top five, Forrest Gump and Saving Private Ryan.
Ooh.
And also Toy Story is one of my favorite animated movies of all time.
Bro, it sounds like you made your decision.
Yeah, you made your decision.
My what?
It's not like you made your decision.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah. Oh, you ain't have to mute him like that. You trash for that to hear.
Yeah, he
I'm mute.
He's not one of us.
Heck, if he mutes me, do it for me, and then I'll do it for you. It's crazy because I feel like, man, I probably would go see a movie with it, with Denzel in it, before a Tom Hanks movie, but of the movies I've seen, neither of them ever disappoint, like, right, what they bring to the roles. Black Lives Matter, Denzel.
You're over here being fake. Black lives can still matter if you pick Tom Hanks.
I don't need to add another thing to me for the people. I got pumpkin pie, I got Anita Baker. I'm not adding another thing. I'll take my comments off the air.
Kev, the point is, you like Tom Hanks movies. No matter what you say, you're picking Tom Hanks.
Denzel Washington, he is my favorite. He is the best. I'm not finna do this with the commenters. I'm not finna add nothing else. I'm not picking no white man over no black man.
Okay. What about you, Meg?
You ain't, because you scared out here. You scared. Yes,
that's obvious. I just said that part.
You scared. I'm not scared, but I'm gonna say Tom Hanks, okay? I don't care if y'all wanna vilify me in the comments, because y'all feel the same exact way. And if anybody out here says they wish that Forrest Gump, if they say Forrest Gump is not gonna be around because we got rid of Tom Hanks, then you're freaking lying. That is a classic movie. All right, there would be no Bubba Shrimp restaurant.
Huh? Meg, do you think Denzel could have played? Do you think those movies are the same if Denzel plays Forrest Gump, if Denzel is Forrest Gump?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think Denzel would have pulled off, because think about it. Denzel's not really the type of actor that he is. He's not about to play like a slow dude and like that can't, you know, that walks funny. I don't see him doing that type of drama.
Yeah. Cuba Gooding Jr., yes. Denzel, I don't see him ever doing that. I feel like Denzel could have done Castaway, but I don't know if he could have did Forrest Gump.
He could have done Castaway.
Saving Private Ryan, he's good in those, but I don't know about Forrest Gump, and that one was that was crazy.
Tom Hanks could have done A Slave in Glory?
What'd you say?
Do you think Tom Hanks could have played A Slave in
Glory? Oh, no.
He would have did the Robbie Downey Jr. He would have got the black skin transplant on Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, that would be
so funny.
That will. No, I was saying, I think I heard Denzel was supposed to play Bubba in Forrest Gump.
Really?
Yes. I believe it was Denzel Washington. There was...
Wow.
Let me Google it.
Oh, no.
Before y'all be putting out wrong information, Johnny, because they will come for you.
I know. Somebody's like, she's a liar.
But honestly, I was going to say, I could see Denzel playing that role more, just because when I see him as an actor, I don't see him doing, like, the crazy physical acting. But, you know, like, when Forrest had the knee break, whatever, when he had to, like, walk weird, I can't imagine Denzel.
But he didn't
doing
do that as an adult, though. Like, that was the child. That's Forrest Gump. Forrest never walked like that. Tom Hanks never walked like that.
Wait, what was his? Oh, yeah, what did he do? I don't know. It was just he was, when he's sitting on the bench and he's like real, like, I don't know what the word is, lanky looking, or like the way Tom Hanks, like his body acting. I just feel like it's not the same. And Denzel's body acting wouldn't do that. Like the choices that he made. And so that's why I don't think it would work.
I think they each have a role that I don't think the other could pull off. Like, I couldn't imagine Tom Hanks pulling off, like, not for the black part, but like the gangster and swagger of Frank Lucas. I don't know if Tom could pull that off. I don't know. They're just different. I love them both, though. But I just don't. Those would be kind of hard. I think Tom played to his strengths there, Meg, with Forrest Gump. I don't know if Denzel could play to those strengths. I think he has different strengths.
All right.
Why do you care, Kev? You didn't even pick Tom anyway, you traitor.
You scared, bro. I'm picking Tom Hanks, bro. When I think of my favorite movies, I love some Tom Hanks as far as acting. Now, here's the thing. Just because I picked that doesn't mean that I think Tom Hanks is the better actor of the two. I'm just saying, like, that's who I'm going with on this one right here. As far as catalog, there are more movies that I have in my favorite category from Tom Hanks than I do from Denzel Washington.
I agree.
That's how you do that, Kev. That's how you do that and still embrace Black Lives Matter. Because at the end of the day, I don't take any of those movies with me to any gatherings. You're bringing pumpkin pie, so you still lose.
I don't bring pumpkin pie to black things. I only have them at my house.
What about your family? Your wife and your kids, are they pumpkin pie eaters too, or do they prefer sweet potatoes?
I did a video where I try to get my kids to taste pumpkin pie and they did not like it.
Good.
My wife doesn't like it. It's just me. But I grew up eating it. So it's like Mav and quinoa M&Ms. When he has to explain to his friends why he likes quinoa M&Ms later in life, it'll be like, but my mom said.
He's going to be getting jumped while he's trying to explain it, though. The whole time.
My baby is strong. Don't be doing that to him.
That could be true, but he ain't strong enough for four people. To fight off four people at once. Oh, here we go. Kevin.
Oh.
I look like I'm in the mic. I'm still mad he didn't get an Oscar for this role.
Oh yeah. Hands
he,
down.
He was robbed for that.
It is a travesty.
They need to write that wrong. They're not going to, but they need to write that wrong.
But wait, what did he get it for? He got it for Training Day, but he got it for
for Glory. Supporting for Glory and Best Actor for Training Day.
That's what I'm saying. He should have got. But you know what? The Academy always does that. Like, they'll give people an award for roles you like. Why did you pick that?
They gave Leo a We Owe You One for The Revenant.
Mm-hmm.
He had acted in way better movies than that, but he hadn't gotten an Oscar yet. So they're like, man, just shut up.
Well, let's put it to a vote. Who are we going with? Janae, who'd you say?
Denzel. I'm committing.
All right. Kev, you going with Tom Hanks?
Denzel Washington.
I'm gonna go with Kev and say Tom Hanks.
All right. And I'm Tom Hanks as well. What did Pat say? Do y'all remember what Pat said before he left?
Denzel.
Okay, well, since he's not here to confirm it, I'm gonna go Tom Hanks. And it looks like Tom.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
You gotta be here for your vote to count. Now it looks like Denzel takes it. All right, guys, that's been another episode. It looks like Denzel will take it. Denzel takes it for this one. Thank y'all for watching another episode of what just happened?
To what?
Thank y'all so much for watching another episode of Squadcast. I appreciate all of the suggestions. Basically, all of the topics today were from you guys. Thank you guys so much for that. And we will see you next week on another episode of Squadcast. Talk to y'all later. Peace.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.